And then let me pull up the agenda too.
Okay. All right. Well, welcome everybody to our emergency kind of board meeting, unexpected. What is today? Today, January 18th, 2022, our Zoom board meeting at 10:30 in the morning. So, Dawn, you want to take a roll call for us?
Yeah, give me just a second here. Brian DeGrange.
Board member, present.
Nate Scow.
I'm here.
Renee Dreiling.
Renee's on mute.
He's on mute. I'm mute. Yeah.
Mary Johnston.
I'm here.
Renee's here.
Awesome. Okay. Del Pfister.
Here.
Judy Nixon.
Here.
Jane Ann Kammeyer.
Here.
Lee Schwartz.
Here.
Tim Phillips.
Here.
Rebecca Oki. I saw her get on. Oh, there you are.
Thanks.
Stacy Phillips.
Here.
And I'm Dawn Kalgich. I think I got everyone. And Jared is not on. Is that right? So we're right now excusing him.
Yeah, for right now. We're okay.
Okay. All right. You're good to go, Brian.
All right. So we can get these consent items out of the way so I can take a motion for these consent items.
I can make a motion. We approve the December 2nd, 2021 board meeting minutes. And
so we have a motion by Nate, a second.
I second that motion.
By Renee. And then we'll take a vote by roll call of correct, Dawn.
Yeah. Brian DeGrange.
Yes.
Nate Scow.
Yes.
Renee Dreiling.
Yes.
Mary Johnston.
Yes.
All right. So that motion passes. So Dale, you want to just take a minute and tell us what we're doing with our suspended in learning stuff here, and then we'll vote on it.
Yeah. So it might actually be better if each administrator, Jane Ann, Tim, and Mike, because they texted me the numbers, but I'm kind of in a public place, so I don't want to talk too loud.
Okay. So that's fine.
Can you go ahead, Jane Ann, Tim, and Mike, in that order, and just tell them what you got going on?
Yes. This is Jane Ann. I have got up to 39 cases right now. Most of those are employees that are reporting in as symptomatic this morning and asking if they can come in to be tested. I have 10 employees on that list at the moment. So we're climbing minute by minute, it feels like. And obviously, those families of children that are not employees aren't letting us know too much at this moment. We added several children to our list this morning that did get tested, but that's where I am right now, 39.
Our official numbers cut off as of Friday with the health department. We were sitting at 18. We had 10 unofficial home tests that were called into us. So as of today, we have not received any more official numbers from the health department. But while we've been online for a couple of different professional developments, we have several teachers that are reporting sick, even though they're kind of holding their head up with their hands trying to get through their professional development. So we know of at least three additional that have been teachers, that is, that have been tested and that they are positive at this point. So we know we're at 31, unless we have additional add-ons from there. And that's Syracuse North.
Okay, here at the junior high, we're currently sitting at 6 confirmed and 6 presumed cases, so we're a total of 12, 2 of them being staff members. And you can see on the screen there for the criteria of for at home or for invoking distance learning, it's for reaching that test to stay protocol of 30 students. And I think that's kind of where we're sitting, is that we're reaching our 30, we're kind of presuming our unofficial numbers are official at the moment. And that's kind of what we're looking at here. If we combine Jane Ann's and the junior high and my numbers here at Antelope. I won't steal your thunder there though, Dale.
I don't have any thunder. So if you look around Davis County as well, Clearfield High this morning is doing the same thing we are, suspending the next 3 days. So anyway,
I think all of Davis is suspended.
Yeah, I think it's all Syracuse. We got the letter this morning for Syracuse High. So
okay.
I think it's
I think it's in our best interest to ride it out through the rest of the week, and we'll plan on starting next Monday on the 24th. So that's our recommendation.
All right. Sounds good. Anybody have any other questions?
I have one real quick kind of thing I want to bring up real quick. I'm concerned about hourly employees this week. Those that aren't on, you know, we're not working because we're closed there. Is there a way we can make them whole? I'm concerned that they, you know, I mean, I know it's a tiny amount of money and those things there, but it's important to me that they're made whole. So.
No, what our people are doing in my building, our hourly employees have been invited if they would like to come in to work, or if they have some items that they can do at home. We didn't want them to miss out on that either. So that's what's happening here at my school.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
And we're trying to do the same thing. The difficult part here is that a lot of these folks are parents of kids, and so they're kind of struggling to balance trying to be to work as well as to take care of their kids and their online learning. So,
yeah. Whatever we can do to make that happen, I think it's important. I know that, I mean, those that are salaried employees, our teachers, our administration, all those will, you know, I mean, and they're going to work and do the things there. But then those that don't have control over where they can come to work or not, it's really kind of hard for them. And I bring that up now. I think this is 3 days and it's not that big a deal. But if we have to do this in the future, I think we need to have some type of plan to make sure that we take care of those people. I just think it's pretty important. You know, that's just my thoughts. Thank you.
Agreed, Nate. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Well, if there's no other questions for Dale, then I'll take a motion to approve this.
I can do it if you want me to read it.
And so Don's highlighting what we need to say, I believe.
So that, right, just the bottom?
Yep.
Just that bottom that you have highlighted?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. It's fine.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we make a temporary suspension of in-person instruction at Syracuse Arts Academy to begin on Wednesday, January 19th, 2022, and end on Friday, January 21st, 2022.
We have a motion by Nate, a second.
I'll second it.
By Mary, and we'll take a vote by roll call.
Ryan DeGrange.
Yes.
Nate Scow.
Yes.
Renee Dryling.
Yes.
Mary Johnston.
Yes.
All right. So that motion passes. So that is all we have. I guess we'll take a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Okay. So I'll a motion by Mary, a second by Renee. Do we have to do a roll call again, Don, or are we done?
Yeah, we do. Brian DeGrange.
Okay, yes, let's adjourn.
Nate Scow.
I like seeing everybody, but let's go.
Renee Dryling.
Yep, I'm ready.
Mary Johnston.
Yes.
Great. All right, we are adjourned. Don can stop the recording. And
thank you, guys.
Everybody gets feeling better, and we can get back to normal.
Stay safe, everybody. Stay safe. Thank you.
See ya.
Thanks, everyone.